Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente is joining us in the third hour today. I'm very upset by government in Japan and others lying when the meltdown was clearly going on at Fukushima number one on Friday. It blew up Saturday morning. They now admit meltdown. The Japanese government admits meltdown as of Saturday evening. Okay? Today, Fukushima number three, with the other four plants right beside it, blew up in a spectacular, horrifying fashion, clearly ejecting its guts thousands of feet into the air. Now, let's say the metal containment isn't ejected, and that's what it looks like in the cloud. It's definitely damaged. They were battling when it blew up to keep it from completely melting down. Well, that's what a complete meltdown does, that type of chain reaction explosion. And I'm working on getting Dr. Doug Rocky on as soon as possible. He's in D.C. in hearings. Nuclear physicist, wrote the Pentagon's DU weapons program, wrote the literal book on it, wrote their safety specs, all of it on it. We're working on getting him on as soon as possible. I've got Horitz. Japan nuclear blast could be more deadly than Chernobyl. Experts fear. Boom, all the experts are coming out. But I will be attacked and remembered for being right. In this world, being right is what's evil. Knowing what you're talking about is what's bad. I told you Friday that it was melting down. I told you Saturday it was going to blow up, and it did blow up. I told you that was caused by a meltdown. Now they've been forced to admit it. And I'm telling you that three blew up. Oh, it's incredible. It's like watching your neighbor's house burn, and your neighbors have got hot dogs on sticks in the fire, roasting them, telling you there's no fire. And the idiots over at, and there's a bunch of others over at George Soros' Think Progress, are attacking Drudge for linking to us in our report that the George Washington blog put out. I called my writer Saturday and I said, write articles about fallout hitting the West Coast. Here's the maps. Here's the reports. My writers were like, well, we don't see any mainstream news on it. I said, well, we'll be the first. That's where the jet stream and the prevailing winds and the trade winds under them come from. And I said, look, George Washington got it right. Post his article, Drudge link to it. Now it's all over the news. My point is, we know what we're talking about. I do research. I don't make stuff up. Am I wrong occasionally? Yes. But do I try to tell the truth? Do I do my research? Do I bust my butt? I spent Friday night and hours Saturday studying satellite footage, live feeds of the jet stream, reports of previous radiological releases to bring you this information. Now, the big issue is there are nuke plants all over Japan, and I was incorrect. It's more than two. There are more than two other plants separate from the six at Fukushima that are in danger. They're having trouble cooling. And so bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, bottom line, this is a big deal. And you should calmly call your doctor, call clinics. Don't take my advice. Though it's standard procedure to take nutritional iodine for a full-grown adult, two drops with the average, it'll say on the back, in a glass of water a day, just for normal thyroid help, but that will fill your thyroid with good iodine so that you don't absorb this stuff. And obviously, even though it's massive radiation being released, and even though experts are saying, you know, that just Chernobyl was 400 times Hiroshima, and that's a small compared to what's happened in Japan, that it's not going to be the type of dose that kills you in a week. It'll be the type of dose that just increases your chances of cancer. But the media should be now telling people as a precaution to get potassium iodine and to take the recommended dosages of it. I mean, if not for yourself, you dummy yuppies, do it for your children. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live into hour number two. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are both struggling under record visits as people try to get the analysis we're breaking down. More reports coming out by the great writers Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes. I've all got them working on different facets of this, but there is a chain reaction happening. Two plants Saturday and today at the Fukushima facility. Reactor 1 and 3 have blown sky high. Number 3, incredible explosion today. You better believe that was caused by a total meltdown. As I said Saturday, at least 5 hours before anybody else reported it. Meltdown caused nuke plant explosion safety board. This out of the news of Japan, Nikkei. Meltdown caused nuke plant explosion safety body. The Japanese government admitted that Fukushima number 1 could have only been caused by a meltdown of the reactor core. But meanwhile, the plant spokesman says that it was just a collapse of the building. You saw the explosion. I wonder if the new explosion is a collapse. Yes, that's what they're saying. And they're hoping no radiation has been released, even though it's already been reported since Friday. It's been spilling out of it. Radioactive, iodine, you name it. So that is going on, ladies and gentlemen. Get that through any of you's minds out there who are in denial. Here's Haaretz out of Jerusalem. Japan, nuclear blast could be more deadly than Chernobyl. Experts fear. Experts in Israel and abroad divided on the scope of disaster at Japan's nuclear plants. The Japanese government hasn't provided accurate information regarding the threat posed by explosions at Fukushima nuclear power plant. And you're not seeing footage up close. Remember, the tiny explosion comparatively at Chernobyl in Ukraine in 1986, and we'll show you that video of that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, was tiny compared to this and was estimated by the London Guardian, a nuclear physicist, to be 400 times that of the A-bomb dropped on Hiroshima. It appears that immediately after the earthquake warnings were first heard, the Japanese authorities shut down all six reactors located in the affected region, which lies 250 kilometers north of the capital, Tokyo, by cutting off the flow of electricity to the reactors. But the emergency generator, whose functions provide power to the pump responsible for cooling the reactor, did not activate. As a result, the reactor core began to heat up. At the same time, radioactive materials and gases were emitted into the air, but measurements taken indicate the amount was relatively minimal. Yeah, 1,000 times safe levels, AP. The most dangerous elements discharged were iodine and cesium, two byproducts of nuclear fission process, that's how we knew the meltdown was happening, that takes place in nuclear plants. These are two relatively volatile compounds that can easily spread into the atmosphere. Professor Uzi Evan of Tel Aviv University, who is the past worker at the Israeli Atomic Energy Commission, told Haaretz that these two compounds are extremely dangerous, which is why the Japanese government yesterday began distributing iodine tablets, which neutralize the threat of radioactive poisoning of the primary affected thyroid gland. Bingo. People are emailing me saying, how dare I tell folks take iodine? You people make me sick. Even, this is the people that are denying this, even recalled that several years ago, Israel had distributed such tablets to residents living in the vicinity of the nuclear reactor in Dimona in the event of a dangerous materials leaked in the air. He also noted that another potential source of danger is the possibility that the measuring equipment used to gauge the heat levels in the reactor core could spin out of control as a result of a cut in power. Or the giant explosions at reactor 1 and 3. I mean, there is no reactor 1 and 3. They completely blew off the map. There's reactor 3 blowing up 5.5 hours ago. Look at it. Mushroom cloud. 3,000 to 4,000 feet in the air. Giant black pieces of equipment raining down out of it. And they say it's no big deal. I will not go along with this cover up. And it goes on to say that that it could be much more devastating than Chernobyl. No kidding. It already is. Warn people. Here's New York Times. Radioactive releases in Japan could last months, experts say. New York Times. Boom. L.A. Times. Volcano in southern Japan erupts. There's reactors all over the country that they're saying are in emergency situations and heating up. And we know it's worse because the Japanese have been lying about it and covering up. Here's ABC News, Australia. Nuclear crisis highlights history of cover-ups. A documentary filmmaker who spent much of his career focusing on Japanese nuclear industry says it has a long history of cover-ups. All eyes are on the industry after Friday's deadly earthquake and tsunami affected the cooling systems of several Japanese reactors, with two explosions at one plant in Fukushima. Tony Burrell told PM, while it appears authorities are being transparent in their latest crisis, their record is tarnished. They're not being transparent. It's not been good. The recent occasion is an example of the new regime, if you like, of actually telling people a blow-by-blow of what's going on. What do you mean? They were saying there wasn't a meltdown after it blew up, and only hours later admitted it had blown up at Fukushima number one. Then they list some of the previous cover-ups that they've had. They had to shut down 17 plants in 2003 because they'd been falsifying the records about what had been happening at them. Same thing with Three Mile Island. Turned out that was many times more deadly than what the U.S. government had said. Now those accidents weren't of a major nature. They were anything like what's happening at Fukushima. But they were serious in the sense that the lives were threatened, systems broke down, and those failures to report them were cover-ups. People permitted things that happened. Well, it depends on how you define major. Is this first a partial meltdown? No, that happened Friday. That's fair enough. But there have been serious accidents where people have been killed and injured, and they go on from there. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing nuclear reactors blow sky high. Again, you don't need to be a nuclear physicist to know this is a very serious situation, and that Japan is whitewashing what's going on. And that, yes, there will be some of these particles, the cesium, the radioactive iodine, and undoubtedly uranium, when you see reactors being blown off the map. Now, Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. I hope that this isn't as bad as it looks, but we know they've been covering up. And again, here's the headline that we need at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I got everybody working on this angle right now from different perspectives. Two of the six reactors have blown sky high. Undoubtedly, there's going to be major problems at the other four who are right next door to this. What is it going to do to the relief effort to pump the salt water in? What is it going to do if an earthquake and a tsunami triggered this? What are giant explosions going to do? What is it going to do to the emergency effort to shut down the meltdown at the other four? What's happening at the other plants around Japan? Why isn't the U.S. government being honest about this and telling people to get iodine? The government has emergency stores of this that needs to be distributed. They need to be putting out the maps. I'm not a meteorologist, but I went and studied what meteorologists have said about the jet stream and below that the trade winds and the overall prevailing winds from Japan east. People go, well, that's west, but it's going around in a circle east. From Japan, no one denies that, the winds go to the west coast of the United States and Canada. Japan is lined up on the map across from the Pacific Northwest. That's where it's coming in. From the middle of California up into southern Canada. That is the zone. That's where it's coming in. And I read earlier transcripts from Fox with their own meteorologists and others are saying, yes, those jet streams come in and start dumping in along that mountain range, the mountains that are there on the West Coast, and that there's a danger that it's going to pile up there and come in and dump the particles in there. Now, what did I tell callers from Japan who were near Fukushima on Friday? They're saying, well, the government just says stay where we're at. And I said, no, leave, go south. The winds are to the northeast and northwest. Leave, get out of there, get out of there. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. I tell you what I would do. Doesn't mean you have to take my advice, okay? But I care about humanity. I care about those Japanese people. I care about what's happening. I care about the west coast of the country. Okay? And we'll continue to... We've got the maps up on InfoWars.com of the jet stream. Or you can just type in jet streams over the U.S. and you can get satellite, live satellite. In fact, guys, just put into Weather Underground has it online. It's called Weather Underground. Just put in satellite, live satellite feeds of jet streams. And then it'll have a whole bunch of different listings. Click North America or click Northern Pacific. And you can see Japan's over here by Russia. The winds are going this way right towards the United States. We put that out Saturday. Drudge linked to it. U.S. West Coast and Path of Fallout. Drudge picked it up. Now Drudge has links to AccuWeather and others with it. George Soros' people at Think Progress are going absolutely ape, trying to control this information getting out, and are rebuking Drudge, saying, how dare you link to Alex Jones? How dare he link to Alex Jones when we were the first to say Fukushima wanted melted down? Hours later, it was confirmed by the Japanese government. When we were the first to push out the accurate article with boil downs by the French news agency and George Washington Blogspot to get it out there to the public, that experts were saying the prevailing winds. And again, I'm not tooting my horn here. The point is we are being attacked for this, of course, because we're right. We're attacked all over the media for telling folks to buy gold. Went from $260 an ounce 11 years ago to $1,400. We're attacked. Silver goes from $5 to $35. We tell you buy it when it's $5. We're bad. Now you're going, that isn't logical. Yes, it is. Look at what happened to the prophets in the Bible. I'm not saying I'm a prophet, but a lot of times they got killed. People don't want to hear the truth, a lot of them. Sure, my audience wants to hear the truth. Matt Drudge wants to hear the truth. There you go. There's a jet stream model. Let's blow that up right in the middle. It's at about 1 o'clock there at the 5160 grid for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We'll get this. I want to get links to this posted. Send that over to Kurt Nemo. He's working from home today. Okay, there you go. Japan is 5280 on the graph. The U.S. East Coast is 5400. And there you see the jet stream, ladies and gentlemen, traveling from 5280 to 5400 to 5280. That is the 5400 jet stream. And you can see it directly coming in exactly where I told you it comes in, over the Pacific Northwest. We'll be back with your phone calls, 800-259-9231.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
All right, now nuclear physicists are all over the news arguing about how bad this could be. But the Japanese government, as of Saturday, admitted that at least a partial meltdown did happen at Fukushima Reactor 1. Fukushima 3 blew sky high, and it looked like all the equipment inside was being hurled into the air. But we don't know. All we know is the media, from Haaretz to ABC Australia, is reporting that the Japanese have been deceptive so far. We're hoping that only cesium and radioactive iodine have been released. We know that's been released since Friday. And as more reactors have problems, that's more and more being put into the atmosphere. With all the other problems and tens of thousands dead conservatively from the tsunami and the earthquake, a volcano going off. Meanwhile, you've got Saudi Arabia talking about sending troops into another country. London Guardian, Saudi Arabia forces prepare to enter Bahrain after day of clashes. Crown Prince of Bahrain expected to invite Saudi support following anti-government demonstrations in capital. The day of rage expanding over there. Gaddafi winning big battles against the rebels. The West accelerating plans to start aerial bombardments and no-fly zones. This is getting crazy. I mean, the whole world is getting crazy. The ancients always made the point about the Ides of March, how it seemed like crazy things happen in March, the month of Mars. You know, that's, for whatever reason, superstition that that happened. There's another bizarre video that's gotten 300,000 views that I happened to see last week, funny enough, with a woman talking about this comet coming through tomorrow on the 15th, which is coming through between some of the planets, and this planetary alignment. And the ancients always believed that planets aligning dealt with disasters, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. And we know the sun manipulates the magma with its radiation and the magnetic field. We know the moon affects the tides of the oceans, but also the magma. And I had a top astrophysicist meteorologist, Piers Corbin, on Friday, who does believe that this coincided with the huge solar flare that hit the southern hemisphere the day of the mega 9.1 upgraded from 8.9 in Japan, in the northern Pacific, right off their coast. And that the moon was the main driver, the sun secondary, but those two things happened together. But I am going to play, coming up after we take some of your phone calls, a few minutes of this bizarre prediction where this woman shows NASA's own, you know, alignment scope of the planets and this comet. And she says, on the 8th, I wouldn't be on any fault lines on the 11th. And she says, you know, it's going to get worse on the 15th. And again, I don't normally go off people who are just getting paranoid off stuff, but it is interesting. It is interesting. So we'll just play that because it's gotten a lot of attention, and people obviously have heard about it and want to see it and want to hear it. Tyler, Kevin, David, Richard, Steve, and others. The good news is Dr. Bob Bowman is a nuclear physicist. He has seen both of the explosions. He does know that the Japanese government has reported as of Saturday night that a meltdown caused a nuke plant explosion. But he's saying that's not a total meltdown. He says it could happen. But when you see number three completely blow off the map, well, we're going to talk to him. He's saying that doesn't necessarily mean it's been a total meltdown, which again, would be amazingly good news because we don't want uranium shooting out of there. We already have the cesium and the radioactive iodine confirmed, and they've moved people back more than 60 miles now, and there are a bunch of reports on radiation poisoning. In fact, guys, you get me the latest on radiation poisoning news. Of course, in the middle of all of this, I tend to not remember our sponsors. If you believe in the information, you believe it's an important alternative news outlet, please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please support our sponsors. Please buy the books, the videos, the materials. Fall the Republic, Obama Deception, Endgame, Invisible Empire. We have Jesse Ventura's new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. We have the new book that starts shipping at the end of the week, and that's Big Brother by Mark Dice. In fact, I had my Big Brother book here. I don't know where it's gone. Will you guys grab me that, the Ventura book? Oh, here it is. And then also the Mark Dice book. I don't know where that is. But a New York Times bestseller, Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Incredible new book available at Infowars.com along with, trying to find it, Mark Dice new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the materials makes this broadcast possible. Also, I know that for the last few weeks, PrisonPlanet.tv goes down every day at the start of the show for a few minutes because all the members pile on at once. We're going to work around that and fix that so that it didn't happen today. Hopefully it won't happen in the future. So I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, where we archive the full video and audio and higher quality of the show, where we live stream the show for all of my films and dozens of other films, and all these special exclusive interviews are posted at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
All right, Tim in Germany, Kevin in Arizona, David in Washington, Richard in Vermont, Steve in Ohio. I'm going to go to all of you very quickly. But then I want to only open the phones up for nuclear physicists or nuclear disaster relief people, folks that have worked in nuclear power plants, to give us your view, your perspective. We got Gerald Celente coming up in 30 minutes, popping in for 10 minutes of that interview at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, former head of the Star Wars weapons program. And talking to him, he says, yes, it's a major disaster. Obviously, some stuff's been released, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's been a full meltdown of the reactor itself. I don't know. I'm going to ask him on air if he's seen Fukushima number 3 blowing up this morning. A mushroom cloud, sky-high, black wreckage shooting straight up. You see the containment outside blow out, and then straight up. I mean, how could anything survive that? How could any of the other plants around it survive it? I don't trust government. I don't trust the Japanese government to tell the truth. And they've been caught lying, saying there was no meltdown going on Friday or Saturday. Now they say a meltdown did occur. That's mainstream news. A bunch of other newspapers are reporting that they believe a cover-up's going on. We read those headlines earlier. Now, this is a little weird, but I've been getting a lot of questions about it from listeners. And it is a lengthy video. It's titled March 11th, 23 Events, Signs and Evidence. And they talk about this comet, E-L-E-N-I-N, coming between the Earth and the Sun, scheduled for tomorrow. And again, I had Piers Corbin, top astrophysicist, on with an incredible prediction rate, saying he does believe that the giant moon, that's what it's called when the moon's the closest to the Earth it had been since 1992, controlling the tides but also the magma under the crust, coinciding with that massive solar flare that hit on the 11th right before the earthquake, that he does believe that's what triggered it. So that's a real scientist saying that, and a lot of other news has been asking, did the supermoon cause it? ABC News 2 weeks before asked, would it cause it? We read that headline Friday. But planets aligning, a lot of scientists believe, also causes things to go on with the magnetic fields. I don't know. But you got to give this woman due, because on March 8th, this was uploaded to YouTube. The date doesn't lie. It's got the timestamp on it. It's 9 Nana is the name of the channel. She gets into all of this, and people are freaking out because she said, if you're near a fault line on the 11th, get out of there. And I actually was shown this on the 9th and laughed at it. But I'm not laughing now. Here it is.
Okay, it looks like it could be March 11th. Through the 15th, I'm thinking. So I would recommend that if you're living in a fault zone area, take a vacation before March 11th. That's what I'm recommending. That's what I've been recommending for 3 months. I don't even live in a fault zone area, and I'm going to make sure that I have my emergency gear packed and ready to go before this hits. Something's going to happen, guys. It may not be the grand pole shift, but something's going to happen. So I have some more information for you that I've put into this video.
Okay, folks. And then she goes into the Ides of March and things like that. The ancients always thought that was an unlucky time, especially with planetary alignments. I don't get into all of that, but I thought, since I was getting a lot of questions about that, I would play it and comment and say, you make up your own mind for what it's worth. We will post as a tile this video, the March 11, 23 event, Signs and Evidence, if you want to hear the whole thing. But I did have a top astrophysicist on saying the moon being close to the Earth, the closest it's been in 19 years, along with that solar flare hitting, creates a major fluctuation in the magnetic field of the Earth that then affects the magma that is under the crust. So, very, very interesting on that front. Let's go to your phone calls. Again, recapping, the Fukushima number one had a huge explosion Saturday morning. I said, looks like that'll probably cause more damage and problems for the emergency efforts, and they admit to stop the other five plants at that facility from melting down, the other nuke reactors. This morning, Fukushima number three blew up with what looks to the eye about 10 times the explosive power, mushroom cloud, metal being ejected out of the middle, you know, big black pieces of equipment that are gigantic, multi-stories tall. I hope that the reactor core is safe. I can't imagine how it would be in the middle of that. I can't imagine. And again, the meteorologists are on record, Fox, AP, you name it now, saying yes, the prevailing winds go right to the U.S. West Coast and the Canadian West Coast, and it could be anywhere from 3 days to 5 days before this starts hitting. And there's more reactors. We have maps up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There are more reactors that are having trouble in Japan, not just at the Fukushima facility. And I'm talking about the chain reaction that could happen there. So Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, said that he's not sure that the rods have been exposed, but on Friday they were saying there was some melting in the rods. He's saying hopefully it's not as bad as it could be. But I don't trust the Japanese government. I don't trust our government, and I don't trust our media to warn you Up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com. There's mainstream articles about in Europe. They're grabbing the iodine off the shelves. But before you take iodine, read them, talk to your doctor, research it. But, you know, they've got it as a dietary supplement for thyroid health. They say 2 drops a day for the average person with the average dose. But, again, I'm not going to give you advice. I'm telling you what I've done. In fact, I got to take my dose today. I've been taking it the last few days. Took it on air yesterday. My children are taking it. Let's talk to Tim in Germany. Tim, you're on the air.
Hello from Germany.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure to listen to you. I frequently listen to you from Germany. And regarding the situation with the prevailing winds bringing the stuff possibly to the United States, I would like to put out the question, which you could put to your experts later possibly, if it would make sense to have, for example, the Evergreen supertanker, that fire extinguishing plane, being sent over to Japan and trying to create as much cloud condensation nuclei. By spraying water, not on the reactor, not very close to the reactor, but...
Absolutely. The meteorologists can definitely, and they are, tracking day-to-day where this stuff's going. They could have planes go in, target it above it, put nuclei in to make it rain into the ocean. That's a great idea.
And what would be interesting, if you look, I've looked up some on the Internet. I called the Evergreen guys last night. It was night in Germany at that point. And suggested it and left message on an answering machine there after the desk person put me through. And don't know if that's ever going to turn to something. Looked further up and found on some boards that would be considered by the normal informed people at conspiracy stuff that Evergreen might be involved in chemtrailing as well. So it might be interesting to see if they would react.
Tim, what do you think about the Japanese government trying to claim a meltdown hadn't happened Saturday, but then 5 hours later admitting a meltdown had occurred, and many nuclear physicists here are still on the fence saying a meltdown might not have occurred? Even when the Japanese say a meltdown, at least a partial one, did occur, people are still in denial.
Meltdown is meltdown. It doesn't matter if it's partial or not. The moment you lose the cooling or the controlled cooling of a reactor, that thing is going to heat up, as far as I understand the nuclear science with that. And it's going to burn itself into the ground, or it's going to blow up. If it's going to blow up, it's going to create quite a bit of dirty air and aerosols, which are currently mostly going to blow your ways. If they make it to the upper atmosphere, it's going to be even worse. So you've got that volcano in southwestern Japan that went off, I think, yesterday or last couple of days.
Yes.
It became quite active again. What if the next one opens up? There's quite a bit of hypothesizing that can be done with that.
Well, we just showed a photo on screen after the explosion of the fire at the plant, and it's up on Infowars.com in the tiles. I mean, it is giant black plume, thousands of feet in the air going out to sea, and it's undoubtedly, admittedly, has cesium and radioactive iodine, so we know that's happening. And I read physicists from Haritz and others saying it's very toxic, very radioactive. We pray the uranium doesn't get out there. Thank you so much for your call from Germany. Let's talk to Kevin in Arizona. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Alex, I was wondering what you thought about hydro energy turbines, like oceanic turbines, as opposed to nuclear energy, just an alternative.
I think it's a great idea, and people make fun of Al Gore for it, but one of the few things he says is true, he exaggerated the temperature, is geothermal, drilling down into the earth and powering steam turbines that way. But the best thing we got going is clean-burning coal. All it puts out is carbon dioxide and water vapor, and that's why they're trying to shut that down.
Yeah. I think the combination between the oceanic hydro energy turbines, and then you could have the wind power turbines coming off the top of the thing, the combination of the two. I mean, you could put thousands of those things out in the ocean around Japan instead of having 58 nuclear reactors sitting on a fault line. I mean, pretty soon that island is going to be completely, I mean, the whole country is going to be completely uninhabitable one of these days, for sure.
Well,
I mean,
you know what happened with Chernobyl and the nearby city of Kiev in Ukraine? Everybody just basically stayed there, and the deformities are off the charts, the cancers are off the charts, and so the Japanese aren't leaving their homes. They're just going to stay there, but the problem is if all six of these plants go up, I mean, watching the footage of Reactor 3 blowing sky high. What do you think that's going to do to the other reactors?
Yeah, I think it's going to be you're going to see more of this as time goes on. And it's just going to get worse. And their area of evacuation is going to get bigger. I know if I was living there, I'd get as far away from it as I could, even if I had to take a life raft to Hawaii. I mean, you know, whatever it took, I wouldn't stay there.
All right, I'm going to jump here, Kevin. Thank you so much. David in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I've got bad news and worse news. The bad news is that there was a cooling pool of spent nuclear fuel rods, yet still highly radioactive, that was next to unit number 3 that undoubtedly got taken out. And the really bad news is that particular unit, Unit 3, used plutonium in addition to uranium as the fuel, and the consequences you can imagine.
Explain what that means.
Well, plutonium is much more toxic than uranium, and it differs from Unit 1 in that Unit 1 was uranium only, so there's more bad stuff out in the environment. And I can see why the U.S. immediately moved the USS Ronald Reagan the heck out of there. It was 100 miles away to begin with, and they moved it even further away.
All right. I have been scanning all the news, but it's coming in so fast I was unable to read that. Where did you see the news? Because I know the plants vary there at that facility. Where did you read that this was a plutonium plant?
Sure. I'm looking at the Columbus Dispatch, and the article was by Stephen MUFSON from the Washington Post.
What's the headline?
Headline, the article title is Japan's Nuclear Crisis Growing, Full or Partial Meltdowns Possible at Some Reactors, Radioactive Steam Releases Might Go On for Months.
All right, and 10 days of Chernobyl released 400 times, the London Guardian and the Atomic Energy Agency estimates what Hiroshima did. To give you an idea of how dirty these are, they're much dirtier than actual nukes going off because nukes are designed to dissipate most of the radiation in the chain reaction. And I did just confirm that. Throw that headline back up for me, gentlemen. Jaron did just find that in mere seconds, that indeed it is a plutonium-based plant. And just from my novice research and understanding, that plutonium is many times more radioactive and dangerous than uranium. Correct, sir?
That's my understanding as well. You can ask your expert. I'm sure he'll have the exact facts.
There's the headline. I appreciate your call. Second explosion at Fukushima rocks plutonium-burning reactor. Local reports remain vague and contradictory. And that is a report out of Belladonna, out of Amsterdam. Here's one out of the Columbus Dispatch that the guys just got into me. Best crew in the world, by the way, putting up with me today. Japan's nuclear crisis growing, full or partial meltdowns possible, as some reactors' radioactive steam releases might go on for months. And it does go on to report that it was a plutonium-based reactor. Whoa, I didn't know that. Thank you, David. Wow. Let's talk to Richard in Vermont. Richard, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Okay, I'm here, and now I can, the guy kind of took the air out of my balloon there, the guy that just spoke with you. They said, and this is a quote from an article that Kurt Nemo put up on Saturday, I believe it was, on his article. He spoke with a physicist, Mr. Goto, I believe he's Japanese, sounds pretty Japanese, calculated that because reactor number 3 at Fukushima Daiichi, where the pressure is rising and there was at that time a risk of an explosion, used a type of fuel known as MOX, spelled M as in Mary, O-X, a mixture of plutonium oxide and uranium oxide. The radioactive fallout from any meltdown might be twice as bad, and I built nuclear reactors inside of atomic submarines for about 13 years, and I read up on, you know, what I was doing down there and what the dangers might have been down there while I was building the submarines, and I read a book called The Turning Point by Fritjof Capra, and he's a world-renowned nuclear physicist who turned into a person who just wanted to help humanity, and he stopped being a physicist because of what he knew was going on. And he said that a single dust particle that's been exposed to uranium, radioactive plutonium, A single particle of dust inhaled by a dog will kill the full-grown dog within a day. Okay, so that's how powerful this plutonium is, and that's what the mixture with uranium is in this reactor number 3, whereas reactor number 1 only had the cesium and uranium. So this one is potentially 10 times, like you said, the cloud that went up and I watched it go up this morning was 10 times taller, more intense than the one that went off on the other one. The reason for that being that much higher.
Absolutely. I had forgotten that Kurt had actually done the research and written about that in his Meltdown Confirmed article, because so much data is coming in. That's why I'm so frustrated. It's so many times worse than I could even mentally deal with, and we have confirmed that, yes, that plant is one of the only ones in the world to use MOX fuel. They had to get special permission from the Japanese government because they're so dangerous when they do melt down. 7% plutonium, 93% uranium, and that's why the Japanese government said that if it did blow up, it would be a much larger explosion. And you did see how big it was, but they're saying it was caused by hydrogen. Do you buy that? That hydrogen could... That looked like a nuke going off, didn't it?
Yes, it did. The flame that you saw at the beginning of the explosion was the hydrogen igniting. That hydrogen ignited because it mixed with the oxygen that was in the air in there, and there is... I swear from my own knowledge of the containment of reactors that...
Stay there.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
So we've got cesium, potato, coming out of the reactor, very deadly, radioactive iodine. And, yes, I've seen those statistics that Richard in Vermont, who worked on nuclear submarines, was talking about one particle of plutonium in the lung of a dog. Bye-bye, dog. And that's why a lot of the nuclear industry people are playing this down right now. Because, folks, I actually do research. I'm not an anti-technology guy. I don't like nuclear power. And the greenies are out there promoting it right now to get rid of coal plants. I mean, give me a break. I don't like living near a nuclear reactor in Austin. They've got a stinking one here. UT has a research one. And they got graduate students in there messing with it. Now, MOX fuel is a way to get rid of plutonium-based nuclear weapon waste. And that's what they're burning at this particular plant that blew sky high today. And by the way, Phil pointed out the fire balloons. I'd forgotten. Remember Japan launched all those balloons with fire bombs on them using the jet stream to bomb the Pacific Northwest? Remember that? And we'll put that up on screen. Fire balloon, a fire balloon bomb, or Fugo, was an experimental weapon launched by Japan during World War II, a hydrogen balloon with a load varying from 12-kilogram incendiary to 15-kilogram bomb, anti-personnel bomb, using the jet stream that goes directly from Japan to the Pacific Northwest. And so going back to Richard, and we got Gerald Salenti coming up. We'll continue with Steve, Sean, Garrett, TJ, and others. We will get to your calls. You were saying that as somebody that worked around these reactors, that explosion looked like what to you?
The initial ignition there, the flame, was the hydrogen going off. And the rest of that was the impact from that base explosion. Seeing that explosion like that and seeing that plume go that high into the sky, I am almost, I would say I'm 100% sure, which is not, you know, I mean, don't quote me with any nuclear physicist or anything, because I'm not. I was a welder. I used to build these things.
But what's going to cause a gigantic explosion? You see the hydrogen burn off right at first. It's done.
That's done. And I'm saying that an explosion like that, which you didn't even see in the first one, is enough of an explosion to at least put a crack in that containment vessel on the inside. General Electric, who is probably why these things are being covered up and builds most of many.
Yeah,
many,
that's in the news that there's over, what, 50 of this exact design here in the U.S. And, in fact, search. I know it's in my stack, but just search it. Japanese, there are the same design of the Japanese reactor in the U.S. That same reactor is all over the U.S. The number was 25 or 55. My mind's not pulling it up. Sorry, go ahead.
There's 23 of them.
No wonder George Soros with the MSNBC mafia is attacking us right now for talking about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's 23 of those reactors in the United States. One of them is just 10 miles away from me here in a reactor called the Vermont Yankee in Vernon, Vermont. And what they have is General Electric has got three different types of these particular kinds of reactors. They got a Mark 1, a Mark 2, and a Mark 3. The Mark 1 has got the least amount of protection around that core, and that is what we have 23 of those here in the United States. And, oddly enough, 9 of those are lined up along the fault line here in the United States, the Madrid fault.
Yeah, it seems like they only want to put reactors on fault lines, and we have confirmed, that's why I had two different numbers, 23 of the type with the plutonium, an additional 20-plus of a similar design by General Electric, so that puts it over 50. No wonder General Electric keeps lobbying and runs the White House economic post, the former head of GE. No wonder they want all the coal plants shut down and are pushing nuclear as the option.
Yep, that's exactly right. And like I said, that these are the Mark Ones, which are the oldest and the least protected of the three different
that's
types.
Right. That's right. The number three in Japan that just blew up at the Fumashika is a Mark One. We've confirmed that as well. Sir, incredible information. We'll continue to break it down. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.